The other day, I was watching this documentary about Steven Spielberg called Spielberg. And he said this thing in actually pretty much the first scene of the documentary. He said that before every shot of every movie he's ever made, and we're talking about 4 decades of a directing career, before every shot, he's nervous. Before every scene, he's nervous. And he doesn't know what to do right before the shot. And that panic, that worry, that concern to get this scene right, to get this moment right, that is what drives him. And he said that he needs that feeling to be the artist that he is. I've been thinking about that a lot this week. Actually, don't have any other reason for mentioning that to you right now. I just really like knowing that even someone like Steven Spielberg gets nervous before he steps into his own creative world. If you're new to this podcast, you're listening to Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Datta, and that little segue tangent of talking about Spielberg is pretty much what you're in for when you sign up for this show. I like to tell stories. I like to talk about stories. I like to talk about storytellers. I like to talk to storytellers. Although a lot of these talking to storytellers happens on my other podcast called JepperBytes, which is the podcast I do for the Jepper Literature Festival. If you have not heard that, I would recommend that you do. I'm recording a lot of them this week. I've recorded 4 people. Earlier this week, and one of them is already up on the show on Apple, Google, wherever, launch or our website or app, everything. Recorded 3 more. One was the author of this book called What We Talk About When We Talk About Rape. She was at JLF this year, and I got to be in her session. I was sitting in the audience. I had no idea that one day I'd be able to talk to her. So that episode's going to come out in a couple weeks. I talked to this man named Marcus Monick, who is an expert on water and how to basically live. He advises governments, communities, and about how to handle the water crisis and what can be done, what can't be done. It's a very interesting conversation, so that will also be out over the coming weeks. And I also spoke with this author named Chike Franzi Edozien, who is a professor at NYU, and he recently had a book out called Lives of Great Men. Well, not recently, it came out a year and a half ago. So we spoke about that book where he talks about his journey and the journey of many African men who are gay or in the LGBTQ community. So bunch of authors scheduled for next week. I think I have about 5 or 6 next week. The week after is something I'm really, really excited and kind of nervous about. It just got right before I started recording this. Today's Saturday, by the way. I'm back to recording episodes on Saturdays, which was the original, plan, vision with story talking. I just set up a Skype call with Andre Aciman, who is the author of Call Me By Your Name, probably the greatest title I can ever imagine for a book or a movie. The movie itself is amazing. It won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay. Really, really nervous, but excited to talk to him. I guess now we're coming up with a theme with this episode. The way I deal with nerves and anxiety about these things is I just prepare right away. I'm talking to him in about 2 weeks, but I already know what I'm going to ask because that way I can spend the next 2 weeks not worrying about it. I don't like the idea of delaying something because the cost is too great. So yeah, really amazing stuff coming on that other podcast. But on this podcast, I get to talk about stuff I write. And for regular listeners, people who've heard me over the last few weeks, I want to tell you about the story that I just finished called Dad, We Need to Talk. Now, in the last episode, I took a break from talking about it, but the previous two episodes were about the story, which was I started with navigating a blank map, which was the process of how I handled the concept of the story, how I figured out the plot. And then the next episode was putting meat on a skeleton, where pretty much I talked about the actual writing process of putting together the story, just words being typed out with no plan for where they're going to go, or if they're going to stay in the story or not. This week, I want to tell you that I finally finished the story. It is about 7,200 words, which is the longest play I've written. A play I've written for Play Me Life. I've written longer plays, which I don't know if I'm going to adapt them for Play Me Life yet. But yeah, this is episode 7 that I just wrote for the audio play show Play Me Life. And I believe, yeah, this is the longest one so far. And I probably will have to figure out how to edit it, because it's very, the conversation isn't super heavy. It's just about, it's two people figuring out how to talk to each other again. And that's where the topic of this episode comes from, where and when to end the story, or when and where to end the story. I haven't figured out where to put the when and the where yet. One of the things that I think about even before I start writing a story, especially in the case of Play Me Life, because they're supposed to be one act stories where no location's being changed, unless, you know, I'm breaking the rule for a story that's traveling through time. But the idea is that once you press play, you're going to hear 30, 45 minutes of just life, two people's lives, three people's lives. And it's just going to be a conversation. So before I start writing, I already need to know where the ending is going to be, because if I can already know where the conversation is going, I also know where to start it. And it doesn't always happen so clearly. Most of the time, I just decide that, you know what, it's going to start here. I generally am a fan of the audience hearing the people at the beginning of the conversation, like they just started talking. It's not like they've been talking for an hour. Because, I mean, I'm probably going to change my mind about this with another story, and I don't think I've done this yet. But I just like the introduction of characters being a bit, you ease into it. Because joining a conversation would be very, it might feel like I'm just throwing you into this thing without you getting time to really figure out who these people are just by their voice first. With this one, because there were just two characters and they were going to talk about something that they both have been figuring out when to talk about with this person, the daughter and the dad, it was around, I mentioned this in the last episode, but the story was pretty much going to be 10 scenes. And I had written before, when I recorded the last episode, I had written scenes 1 through 7, and I had written scene 9. I had not written scene 10. I had not written scene 8. So I called that scene 8 was crucial, because it was going to connect the middle of the story to the end of the story. And I knew where the story was going, even when I was writing scene 7 and 9. I just didn't know when the story was going to stop. And that's why I called scene 10 just a name. And those, I can tell you the name, it won't make sense, but it was just called Retirement. And I knew I was going to get to scene 10 after I write scene 8. Then I connect scene 8 and scene 9. And then at the end of 9, I'm going to lead into the last scene, which was going to be very short. And that was the original plan. Then on September 3rd, I sat down to actually write the final bit of the story. ended up writing a lot because I think I was at 5,000 words at the end of the last episode, probably, maybe less. And I ended up with 7,200. So ended up writing a lot in that one. Oh, I think I was writing for 2 hours. And as I was writing scene 8, I figured out where the story was going to end. And that decision actually came at the cost of scene 10, which I wasn't really expecting. So what happened was that around that scene, by the time I got to writing the end part of scene 9, I started looking for a connection between the ending and the beginning. And what I mean by that is, what is happening at the beginning that the end sort of completes? What is something that I initiate in the story that comes full circle by the end? And I guess what you can call that is some sort of a goal that you set for yourself that, okay, by the end of this story, I want to leave these characters in a better place compared to the beginning. Whether it's their relationship to each other, whether it's their whatever thing they were trying to resolve individually, it should reach a point where it feels like whatever was started has come to an end. With that in mind, I don't necessarily feel like stories need to end with both characters walking away. And more with this concept of Play Me Life, I realized that if I can just put you next to these people, sitting next to these people on a table or in a car, and you're just there for this short amount of time, as long as during that time you feel like you got to know these people and you got to witness them figuring something out and coming to their own conclusions about something, then I can have you leave the car or leave the table or leave the room. And with this story, that moment came at the end of scene 9 where I found myself typing something that both characters say to each other, which is the exact same thing they said to each other at the beginning of the story. But at the beginning of the story, they both meant it as sort of something that created tension. It was slightly them, you know, I guess you could say being rude to each other, saying something that they want to say because they feel it at the moment, but they don't really think it's not a compliment. Let's just put it at that. And then at the end of scene 9, when they had pretty much figured out a lot of things that they've been avoiding talking about, they say the same thing to each other, the same exact lines. But this time, they say it with love. This time, they say it with a completely different context. And as soon as I wrote those two lines, and they're the last two sentences of the story, I still had scene 10, which was, you know, called retirement. And I thought, oh, this is over. This is the end. This is the end of the story as far as you as a listener is concerned. And they're still going to be there. These two people, they're still going to stay at that dinner. Because I also realized, now this is just a weird technical issue. In scene 6, I think, I have the characters order a bottle of wine. And by the time I finish scene 9, I'm like, okay, wait, only 10 minutes have passed. They're not done with that bottle of wine. Why is the story ending? And then I realize even if I do the retirement scene, it'll only be another 3 minutes or so. Why are they leaving? So I figured that, okay, people, when they start a dinner and they've ordered a bottle of wine, and I think a second bottle gets ordered by mistake by me as the writer, not by the characters. Okay, I'll tell you, it's a side tension, but in scene 4, in scene 3 or 4, they order a bottle of wine, and then they reorder it in scene 6. So I haven't removed it yet. I might remove it when I turn it into a proper script, which will happen at some point this week. I don't usually, when I'm turning the document into the scripted format, I tend to do that while I'm doing something else because it's just a lot of retyping. And it makes me think of better ways to say something, but pretty much 95% of the material is going to stay the same. So anyway, I realize that people, when they sit down for dinner, they don't just get up after 45 minutes if they have all the food still being there. So it felt like the time where scene 10 is something that will happen in the story after you leave the room. They're going to continue talking and celebrating whatever it is they're celebrating, and you just exit the story. But their life continues, their conversation continues, and that's just something I've never fully, I guess, intellectualized in my head before, that that's what stories need to be in order to be authentic and real. But it felt like something to address in this episode because it literally just happened to me a couple of days ago. So, parting thoughts in episode 98. If you're working on a story and pretty much up until 90% done and you still don't know where it's going to end, consider what would feel like an ending to the listener or the reader. And you don't necessarily have to have the story end for the characters over there. You can have them continue talking and obviously living because, I mean, unless you're killing characters at the end of a story, don't think about something being resolved physically where they stop talking and they just walk away from each other. See if you can make the audience walk away after this scene and feel satisfied with what they have just experienced. Because, in the end, as much as you like to write, as much as you want to keep writing words spoken by these people you've created, all that's good and fun, but you're writing them to be heard, to be read, to be seen. And that's where the audience comes in. That's where their experience becomes more important than the experience you're having while writing it. And that's a wrap on episode 98. You're not going to believe this, audience. I don't know what to call you. I've never come up with a word to call you guys. And I realize there is one of the people I listen to, one of the podcasters I listen to, is Marc Maron, and his show is called WTF, and it means, what it means. And he calls them what the effers, what he just has like a bunch of terms for them. And I was thinking about it just now while I was talking. What should I call you? Should I call you story talkers? Because you're more like story listeners, but then I feel like if I call you story listeners, that only increases my self-awareness that all I do is talk at you. So I don't know. Let's figure it out. I mean, we're only 100 episodes in almost. I should figure this out by now. Although Marc Maron is at like 1,100 episodes. Anyway, episode 99 is, you're not going to believe this. I already have episode 9 mapped out. I can't believe what I'm saying either, but I know what I'm going to be talking about because, well, I guess you'll have to find out when you tune in to the next episode. But let's just say something that was mentioned in the last episode, something that I did not even plan to write, is created in episode 99. Am I sounding mysterious enough already? All right, good. I'll see you in the next one.